With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The polls are opening across the East. Election Day has finally arrived. In the marquee contest, the race for the White House, the candidates have presented their closing arguments to the voters, including in Pennsylvania, one of seven all-important swing states.
19 Electoral College votes are at stake in Pennsylvania.
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole ball of wax or something.
Donald Trump says he could walk away with the greatest political event in history. Kamala Harris says this is one of the most consequential elections in her lifetime. Harris says there is a stark difference between the campaigns.
This has not been about a fight that is against something. This is about a fight that is for something.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. White House correspondent Greg Clugston back in Washington after his tour of the Blue Wall states takes a look at what the candidates are up to today.
The vice president returned to Washington after wrapping up her campaign in Pennsylvania last night. Tonight, she'll hold a watch party at her alma mater, Howard University, in D.C. Trump, who gave his final stump speech in Michigan, flew back to Florida, where he plans to hold an election night event at his Mar-a-Lago estate in West Palm Beach. Meanwhile, President Biden will await the results at the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the Trump-Harris showdown said to be razor close. The outcome of the vote in tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, seems to bear that out. Three votes for Trump, three for Harris in that vote just after midnight in Dixville Notch. Also at SRNNews.com, the Boeing strike, the walkout that cost the embattled aerospace giant billions, is over. Unionized manufacturing workers approving a contract that provides a 38% pay boost over a span of 4 years. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 72 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 75 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian province tackles transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would bar doctors from performing sex change operations on children. The legislation mirrors a number of state laws in the U.S. that say anybody under the age of 18 simply cannot make an informed decision about having irreversible surgery designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Canada is generally more socially liberal than this country, but parents north of the border are beginning to express concerns about transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Britain's new ban on silent prayer outside abortion clinics has gone into effect, but the debate over its legality continues to rage. Many pro-life advocates say the buffer zone law violates free speech and freedom of religion. Bishop John Sherrington of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales says religious freedom includes the right to manifest one's private beliefs in public through witness, prayer, and charitable outreach, including outside abortion facilities. This is SRN News. The Texas Railroad Commission is asking lawmakers for an additional $100 million in emergency funding.
It's an effort to keep up with leaking and erupting wells in the state's oil fields. Commission Director Danny Sorrell says the TRC's $226 million budget request did not include enough money to protect the groundwater and the environment from increasingly common well blowouts. He said regulators need the money to staff a team of inspectors who can investigate the cause of blowouts, and noted that the cost to plug wells has increased by 36% since 2022. John Scott reporting.
The Justice Department says federal agents have arrested a Tennessee man who they say was trying to destroy a Nashville electrical substation. The 24-year-old accused of attempting to use a drone loaded with what he thought were explosives to destroy the Nashville energy facility. More details at SRNNews.com.